We are learning Masechtas Shavuos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud, the brand new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Nishpa levatlo sa mitzvah, veloy bitel potter. That means if someone makes a shvua that he's not going to sit in a sukkah or shake a lulav, he's a vatel sa mitzvah, and he didn't listen to his shvua, he wasn't mekayim his shvua, lach is his potter, he's not chayim, because shvua is never chal. A shvua levatlo sa mitzvah is not chal. Let's say he makes a shvua lekayim to mekayim a mitzvah, veloy kiyem, he wasn't mekayim it. So avada is over that he wasn't mekayim mitzvah say, but the shvua is not over. Potter sharei bedin. But you should have tied it that lekayim es a mitzvah should be chal. Why? Shehoyer bedin shehei chayim k'divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Because Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, ma em harashus she'ina mush b'lov mar Sinai, ma adach harashus which is not a mitzvah, it's not mush b'har Sinai. Harei you chayim alav, you could create. Echiev, so mitzvah shemushba lav har Sinai. You're ready, mushba lav har Sinai. Of course, you create a chiev because it's already a mitzvah. Ain't it? Didn't she chayim ala? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira held that you could be make a shvul kaim as a mitzvah, but the rabbanon hold not. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira had a kavachaim. So Amru loy, rabbanon say to the yor kavachaim, loyim amrit b'shvuas harashus shkein also b'lav kehain. So Rabbi agreed to kavachaim, but the halacha is you have to have l'ra'ah l'heitiv. You have to do it lav v'hain. Has to go both ways. And here, you only could make a shul a kayim as a mitzvah, but levat as a mitzvah is not possible. So it's only possible behain and not belav. So therefore, the rabbanon say it's not chal even when it's lekayim as a mitzvah. So imam is a shul, so she can also belav kehain. Taim of shul as mitzvah, she also belav kehain. Shem nishpa levat, if you made a shul levat, lebitel yipater. So it comes out like this from our mishnah, that levat as a mitzvah kuli alma is not chal. The kaiyim is a mitzvah. Is machloikis Yehudim Seir and the Rabbanon, and Pshat the Yehudim Seir holds it's kavachaim. And the Rabbanon say no, it's no lav kahain, and therefore it's not chal. So to Gemara, what's we have to find a makar that nishpa levatos a mitzvah does not work. We have to have a makar for that. So we'll see in this price other things, including that makar. Tan Rabbanon, yochol nishpa levatos a mitzvah lebitul yichayim. You would think someone who makes a shua levatos a mitzvah and it was not mekayim as a shua. The halach is you should be chayiv. Tam aloyim laharai laheitiv. And the pasuk says, "Oy nefesh kisashava levati b'sfasaim laharai laheitiv." And we darshin mahatava rishos af hara rishos shikra tava rishos hara rishos. And you have to know who said tava daf rishos. Tomorrow we'll discuss that soon. So we make a drasha mahatava rishos af hara rishos, which means just like a tava is not a mitzvah, hara is not a mitzvah. So oitzi nishba levata is a mitzvah ibitel shupater. Yachol nishpal kaim is a mitzvah v'lekiyem shiuchayiv. Maybe you would say someone makes shul kaim is mitzvah v'lekiyem shiuchayiv. Tam aloyim laharai laheitiv maharor rishus af hatov rishus. Just like haror rishus af hatov rishus. And don't ask me that here we're making drashas and our mishnah sound like a different reason. The reason why nishpal kaim is a mitzvah wasn't chal because it's not lav kahain, because that comes after the drasha. The Gemara makes a drasha. And the Bryce makes a drasha that this l'ra'ah l'heitiv has to be reshus. And therefore, l'ra'ah l'heitiv is not a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira came with a new kavachayim to mechayiv. On that, the Rabbanan said, maybe you have a good kavachayim, but it's not lav kahain. But here we're talking about the first step. The first step is that a l'ra'ah l'heitiv does not mean a mitzvah or a avera. It means reshus. Why? Because v'hatav reshus, avera reshus. And we have to see that, and says Maharo, and then says here maybe kaimus mitzvah kiyum shuchayim. And we'll harah hit maharo rishus avatav rishus. Somehow we know that hara and atava is rishus. We have to explain this. So maharo rishus avatav rishus. Oitzi nishba kaimus mitzvah kiyum shupater. Yochol nishba lahara laatzmoi v'loy heira. Let's say someone makes a shvua to hurt himself and he didn't do it. Is he chayif for the shvua or not? Yochi a potter. And there is no iser to hurt yourself, at least according to our Gemara. If you look at Tosfos of the Nishba Lahar La'atzmai, it says Kuliach Bavaloi Tzricha El Lashmi Inon to teach us the Odom Roshoi Lachbal Ba'atzmai the Plukti Ba'achayvul. It's Machloikasin Mesechtes Bava Kama in Parakachayvul. If someone hurts himself, is that usher or not? And here we're calling it Rishos. So obviously, it's not. So our Bryce is going that it's not an Isser. And that's what's teaching us. Yachol harot lahir la'atzmai won't be chay because that's in Vatal's mitzvah. Kamash law. No, it's not a problem in Vatal's mitzvah. Why? Because he holds that this is not called aver. It's no aver to hurt yourself. Now, the Ran has a little bit different shot. The Ran is like this. And for the Ram, we're going here, even if you're holding out, hurt yourself. But that's not called a avera, that's not called a mitzvah, that the shua is not chal on. You know why? Because only a mitzvah is first with Torah. It's called mushba vayimid. But if somebody looked at a drasha, there's no mushba vayimid, which is a big aside in this ran. You use it for other things. For example, if chatz yishir, even if chatz yishir is in a Torah, it's not mushba vayimid in the Torah, and therefore shua can be chal on that. That's another place where you use this aside. The biggest aside from the ran, and that's what he says, that it could be going to kuli yam with this gemara.
Just as an aside, Mishnah starts out wants to know that if he swears to be mivatel, didn't we the last few blocks? It's given by Har Sinai already.
Right.
How do we? Well, here he just wants to know. No. Car,
no. What's wrong if it's given from Har Sinai?
How can I be mivatel?
Let me ask something. Why can't a shvua be chal on a shvua? Even like it's all learned out of this. No, it's learned out of this. No, learned out of this Gemara. I'm out of Tavrus or without this drasha, you would say, yeah, this is the headquarters. The Makar, yeah, this is it. This is the play, yeah. This is the Makar that has to be Dafka Shush. We have to find out how do we know. Well, let's finish the Braisa first. So the Braisa says that even Lahira La'atzmoi Avada is Chal, because it's Rosh Hashosh. Oitzi, and Rosh Hashosh according to Taisus, because we're going to Ma'adi Amma, Rosh Hashosh according to the Ran, because that's called Rosh Hashosh, because it's not first in the Torah, that's a mitzvah. Oitzi nishba laharas acherim vleihera she'ena rishus b'yadai. But we will be mitzi someone who makes a shua and hurts someone else. So there it's takena rishus b'yadai. That the shua is not that's a avera. And there if you make a shua like that, that's levatos a mitzvah. Now menayin l'rabbis atovas acherim. Now what's the pshat in the kasha? Like why wouldn't be able to do atovas acherim? Why can't it be a shua? So the Rimagash explains the Gemara's question is that. Now that we said that to hurt someone else is not chal, so maybe hatovas acherim is not chal. You know why? Because it's not lavahein. It's not lavahein. Tamaloymar, extra word oy. Oy lehitiv. Lehara oy lehitiv. Veizu hi hara as acherim. Akes pliny vevta atzmoicha. What's an example of hara as acherim? I guess we want to say, what's an example of hara as acherim that's usher to do? If someone says, I'll hit someone or break, smash his brain, those cases are cases where it's also to do, and a shua will not be chal on that. Ad kan, this beautiful braisa. So the braisa, first of all, makes the aside that just like hatovas rishos, haraz rishos, haraz rishos, hatovas rishos, and the braisa says another aside that lohara la'atzmoy is chal, because it's not a mitzvah, it's a rishos. And third of all, it says that the meitiv la'achirim, make a shua that I'm going to give someone else a big present, it's chal. Why? Because it's oy, extra word oy. The have me is that since it's not possible laharal, it's cherim, so maybe hatovah cherim would also, so there it is, they have oy. Ad kan the brisa. And everyone wants to know, where did the brisa know that hatovah is rishus and raz rishus? Who said? Maybe laharal lahetav means a mitzvah and a vera. Maybe lahetav means I'm going to do a mitzvah, I'm going to eat matzah on Pesach, and Lara means that I'm not going to eat matzah on Pesach. How do you know it means rishos? Who told you it means rishos? Don't be a mitzvah ksivi. Tomorrow, loy sagadaitach. Why? The beinon hatov yud atova dumi dahara v'ara dumi dahatova. And I want to make a very interesting drasha. So we need first of all the first yisoid is that step one is you have to have atova dumi dahara and hara dumi dahatova. The akash hara dahatova because they hekash to each other. And we're saying like this, Ma tova ain't a bit of mitzvah, afara ain't a bit of mitzvah. So he says, Hatova can't be a bit of mitzvah, Rashi explains, because if Hatova will be a bit of mitzvah, that would not be called a taiva. Like Rashi says, if the Hatova just means like eating, let's say. So if the Hatova would mean to eat on Yom Kippur or to eat Chametz and Pesach, that wouldn't be called Hatova, because it's going roll in Afshay. So Hatova has to be. So that's good for you. So it has to be that you're eating matzah on Leil Pesach. That has to be. So if atava means something that's good for you, afara ain't a bit of mitzvah. So the raw, when I'm saying not to eat, it has to be not that I'm not eating a mitzvah. It has to be I'm not eating chametz or Pesach. Or I'm not eating food or Yom Kippur. That has to be the raw. So then the problem is, hara gufa atavi. So then hara really is atava. So why is it called raw? Elamai, it means rishos. Elamai means a ra of rishus. That's the biyah drasha. Saying hatava raf be the same thing. If hatava can't mean against a mitzvah because that's called good, so ra also has to mean that's not against a mitzvah because it has to be dumid da hatava. So then imkain, if I'm saying I'm not going to eat chametz on Pesach, so it's not called a ra, it's called a tava. So then what's going on? Teretz is it must be rishus. That's the drasha that way. And the opposite drasha, same type of drasha. Va'akasha hatava lahara ma ra in the bekim mitzvah. Ra can't be Bekiyim Mitzvah. Because Ra would not be called a Ra. If you said, I'm not going to eat Chametz on Pesach, that's not called Ra. So Ma Ra ain't a Bekiyim Mitzvah. Af HaTavah. Instead of Tavah, also has to be in Bekiyim Mitzvah. It has to be against the Mitzvah. So then, HaTavah Gufa, Harai, then the HaTavah Gufa is Ra. It's bad. So then why is it calling HaTavah? Elamai, it must talk about Rishos. That's the Drasha of the Gemara. Little interesting drasha, but the drasha is saying is that basically they got to be the same, and they can't be the same if they're both a mitzvah, then they're both hatava. If they're both avera, they're both ra. So what's hatava and ra? It must be talking about a mundane thing. Hatava and ra is talking about a mundane thing. Eating and drinking is hatava, and a ra means fasting on a regular Tuesday. That's what it means. So it has to be rishus because it can't be hatava because then they both would be the same, and it can't be avera; they both be the same. So Gemara says, if that's true, such a drasha that you make this type of hekesh, the yachi, b'dvar harishos nami loy mishkachas lo. He says, b'dvar harishos is also not possible. And the way Rashi learns the kasha is like this: that by b'dvar harishos also he asks the same exact kasha that if it has to be the same, you have a problem because atava has to mean that you're eating something that's good for you. You're not eating garbage because it says atava. So it has to mean you're eating something good for you. So when it says you're not eating something, it must be you're not eating something that's, you're fasting on candy. You're not fasting on good food because if you're, it has to be dumi da hatava. And if that's the case, then that is hatava. Because when I'm saying I'm not eating, I'm not really hurting myself, I'm not eating candy. So then it is hatava. And the other way also, you're going to say raw, doesn't mean, when it says raw, it doesn't mean I'm not eating candy because that's not raw. So it has to be, I'm not eating vegetables. So I'm not eating vegetables, good food. So then, hatava has to be done into that. So opposite. Raw has to be something bad. Raw has to be that I'm not eating vegetables, which means it's bad for me. So hatava also has to mean something bad for me, that I'm eating candy. That's what hatava has to mean. So then why is it called hatava? It's called raw. So basically what I'm saying is, you can't make such a drasha. There's also a drasha, hatava and raw have to be the same thing. They're different. They're opposites. They don't have to be the same. So if they don't have to be the same, you back shver, let it be talk about mitzvah, and not about rishos. The whole premise of saying Rishos is because Atava and Ra have to be the same things. If it has to be the same thing, I can't make Rishos either. Obviously, they're different things. One's Atava, which is good for you. One's Ra, it's bad for you. And maybe it's in a mitzvah. Like, the whole heckish doesn't make sense. So the Rishos says, you're right. You know how I know that we're talking about a Rishos from a different way. Elo mid itzrich oy. And the way that Ron explains is not really slugging up the Brisa. What he's saying is that really the way the Brisa knows Ma Atava Rishos, Afa Ra Rishos is from this drasha. We saw at the end of the Braisa that the extra word oy is being marba hatovas acherim. That you're allowed to make a shvuah and give a present to your friend. So it must be that shema mino that the hatova vahara itself are talking about dvar shos ksivi. These are dvar mitzvah ksivi. If l'ra'al hatev meant even dvar mitzvah, which means I'm allowed to be mevatel a mitzvah, which means I'm allowed to make a shvuah that I'm doing something bad to someone. So now we don't need oy anymore. Hashta ra sacher misrabi hatava sacher miboyim. Like we spoke out by why do we need oy? We need oy is because it's not possible to lahara la acherim. So how do you know hatava? Because not belava hains. We said an extra oy. But if lahara la hate meant even averis, so I know already I could be meira la acherim. I could do bad to someone else. So of course I could do hatava. I don't need a drasha oy. Let's read it inside one more time. Element itzich oy the rabbis have zacherim shemami know that the words lahara lahetav dar shus ksivi. These are the dar mitzvah ksivi. If it's we thought it was dar mitzvah has dar ra zacherim misrabi hatava zacherim meboi. If ra zacherim was a rabbi from lahara lahetav hatava zacherim meboi. So that's what the Gemara says. For anything Gemara kasha, now it's zayte kasha. That's the chesed of the Gemara, and very good. Now, Gemara is exactly the kasha. This oy is coming to Marba that even though hatava and ra'or is a shus, that I'm allowed to make a shua to give someone a present. That's what oy is being Marba. So, Gemara is asking the kasha, I need oy for something else. maybe if it would have said his shavel avatav is a sign lahara lahetiv, I would think that the only time chayav shuv if I do both lahara lahetiv, I need oy to make it separate. Break the more hava oy mebayil lechalek. You need a mechalek between lahara lahetiv. The more answers lechalek letzaruch kra. You don't need a pasuk for that because we know it means two things. The more says not true. It's mechalek tanoi. Ha nichal Rab Yonason that says that by Aviv Imei Kilel, the Ichayiv, a Klal of Aviv, and a Klal of Imei by itself, even though it doesn't say Oy. But Rabbi Yeshua, they need a Joshua. What are you going to say? You see, you need Oy Lechalek. Honichel Rabbi Yenison, El Rabbi Yeshua, my Eklamein, by the time of the Rabbisa, it says in the Pasuk, Ki ish ish ashe kalos Aviv ves Imei, Moisumos, Aviv Imei Kilel, Dama Boy. And we darshan like this. Rabbi Yeshua holds that if it just said the first part, ki ishus hashikalas ovav es ima, you would think you have to mekala both. Therefore, repeats over ovi mekil don avoy to put the word yikalel or kilel next to each parent. Ki ishus hashikalas ovav, the kalas next to the ovav. Ends off ovi mekilel, the kilel next to the ima. So let's see it inside. Tan yishus ish hashikalas ovav es ima, ein liel ovav the ima. Both together. Ovav la ima. O ima la ovav manai and tam lema. Of Imei Kilel, that's the second half of the Pasuk, of Kilel and Kilel. It's at both times in the Pasuk, you have the word Mekal next to the word of one of the parents. The beginning starts off Isha Shekalas Ovev, that's Kalas Ovev, and ends off of Imei Kilel, the word next to Kilel. So that's how you know it's separate. The Pasuk itself, Kipshuta, means one or the other one. It can be both together, one or the other one. On top of Ovev, Ad, Shirifrit, the cause of Yachtav. Told says, the word Yachtav, you always assume it's either or. So the question of our Gemara is, Oy is teaching us a new drasha. What do you mean? Oy ni lechalik. So Bishlam for Rabbi Yonatan is good. You don't need Oy lechalik. So Oy is extra. The word Oy is extra. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, Oy is not extra. And for the Gemara, Philo Tamer Rabbi Yeshua, the Brisa is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. And Oy is not extra. You need it to be mechalik. You need it to be mechalik. But we know he's saying this. Rabbi Yeshua holds that oy is not extra. But we learn out from the Psukim that it's not talking about a mitzvah because you hold a Rabbi Kiva, that's riba miyat riba. And there's nothing else to be to be my mitzvah, which was like this. We came out that through the word oy, that is teaching us that our tovah is a shush. Because he said, why else do you have to be marv atovah sacherim? Because why else? It must be our tovah is a shush. So the question is, if you're Rabbi Yeshua, how do you know tovah is a shush? The oy is not extra in the first place. I don't have the whole drasha. So we answer, you know how you know you might be mitzvah according to Rabbi Yeshua? You know how? Because it says because you have a riba and miyat to riba, you have to mayit one thing. There's nothing more royal to be mayit. There's nothing more that makes sense to be mayit besides the dvar mitzvah. And therefore, as the pasuk of as the lara lahitiv is coming to be mayit dvar mitzvah, that's how we know that the dvar mitzvah is not chayiv for the shvuah. Iyam b'shlom dvar shus k'siv mayit dvar mitzvah. Iyam dvar mitzvah k'siv mayit kol mayit. What are you mean, like Rashi? My meat. Elcha dover royal meat. Kanish b'lat mitzvah. Ve'imzeh chayiv. If mitzvah yichayiv hashvua, kolshkin kol shar shvuos. Alavadai bittol mitzvah meat. Ve'kim mitzvah meat. Midless of lavahein. And kim mitzvah is meat. Midless of lavahein. Saying that bittol and kim mitzvah are out of the question. And therefore, that's how we know the din. We don't have to come into oy to make a dig to know it. When we know ralahitiv, this is how we know it. I can ask me, say, how do you know atavas acherim? It could be he learns it's mesvaro that atavas acherim works. It could be he learns like that. But like upon him, the Gemara doesn't handle that. The Gemara really wants to know what's the makar. There's nothing with bar mitzvah. The window of bar mitzvah is from the miyat, according to Rabbi Akiva. That's the makar for the miyat on the mitzvah. So let's do a first in the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Ma'am Rishus. It says in the Mishnah that Yehuda ben Maseira says that how do I know that listen to the Kayim as a mitzvah works? It says, Madach, I create a chiv. So of course, something that's chai already, of course I can make a shua. So Rabbanon say back, no, it's not B'lav Ahein. Zot Gemara, Rabbanon, Shapik Omalei Yehuda ben Maseira. Rabbanon is standing good to Yehuda ben Maseira that it's not B'lav Ahein. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Amalach, Otu HaTovas Acherim, Lav Afgav less of a chal haroas acherim, but Rabbi Rachmana. We find the brayso with the extra oy that when marba tovas acherim, even though it's not bechlal haroas acherim, that will have him. Still, there's a ribuy. Hachi nami b'kiyam mitzvah. Afgav less of a mitzvah. Rabbi Rachmana. Here we have a kavachomer. So even though you're right, sometimes it has to be lavahim, but here we have a kavachomer to say that kiyam mitzvah is a good shvuah. Don't tell me because I'm lavahim. You find by tovas acherim is not lavahim and works. So my answer is the Rabbana answer. Rabbana, hosam isa beloy etiv. There is a way to have a lavahein. Loy etiv. Loy etiv is not a vera. It's not a vera, but still a lavahein. Either I'm going to give him my tongue or not give him my tongue. Not giving my tongue is not a vera. It's just not a mitzvah. So Rabbana, hosam isa beloy etiv. Hachinami mi isa beloy ekayim. But by a key mitzvah, you can't say a makin sit in the sukkah. So I make a shvuah to sit in the sukkah, it's not belavahein. That's what Rabbana say back. Rabbi Huda Ben Seir holds it's possible to have a gzeres kosov because he's a tavas acherim. So Rabbi Huda says no, it's not no shaychus. By a tavas acherim, it's possible to say beloy etiv, and that's what's possible lavahein. By mitzvah, it's not possible beloy akayim.